Yeah, so it's the angelic like symbol for appreciation. And it was so perfect because it did. It looked like a J, but it also looked like the infinity symbol too, which is just like totally you from forever. And yeah, we talked about it and Mark's like, oh, do you reckon we could get it made? I'm like, yeah, you know, of course, like we'll do this. So yeah, it was like, oh, Amy, this is my vision. Like, so he had a vision and we just made it come to life. So that was really, really so beautiful. Like you really put a lot of thought into it. So I was like, oh, this is so nice.
Those are the little details that in the moment you don't see, but you can just feel. Like you can just feel the thought. And I think that's what made me cry is just knowing like all the times that he'd been on the phone organizing this, the spirit that he organized it in. I just want to make her happy because I know that she's had some like really hard time the last like 2 months. It's just been, you know, really sad things happening. And it was just really beautiful because he's just like, I just want to cheer her up and make her feel really loved and special. Welcome to the Dreamspoke Show, everyone. I have a special treat for you guys today. The treat that I have today is my best friend and the COO, BFF and COO. I feel like it's made for each other. Amy. I shared it onto my stories. Look at me go. This is Amy. I feel like you guys all kind of know Amy if you're in my world. But this is going to be so fun because here's the vibe. 4 days, I feel like I'm starting to miss forget bits. Are you starting to forget bits already?
Yeah, I think I was forgetting bits the last night I woke morning I woke up. It was just a whirlwind. And it's so good to have a place to capture it as well, because you start to forget, and all the things that were and have been and were done was just like, oh, remember that? And you're like,
that happened. That happened.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That's why I was like, we need to sit our butts down and let's just go live and do a podcast situation so we can debrief. And I think the best way that we'll do it is, what if we do like, we'll go like timeline from Friday morning all the way through.
Yeah.
To when my birthday. I think that's the best idea ever. So yes, welcome to the Dreamspoke Show. Yay. Thanks for being here. And this is okay. So to concept, this is the thing. The birthday weekend for my 39th birthday, which was amazing. Kind of in a sense it's joined in a way because we both have our birthdays in October. And so you came down from the, so Amy lives in Noosa, my old hometown, and she came down to the Gold Coast, which our old stomping ground for our parties, like when we were young, when we were teenagers, we used to come down here for birthdays and weekends and special occasions. And so now we live in the Gold Coast. Amy lives in Noosa, I live in the Gold Coast, 3 hours away. They come over for a whole weekend and we have the whole like studio apartment essentially downstairs. So they come, have a sleepover. It's the best thing ever. Me and Amy, backstory, been friends for 50 million years, which equates to 20 plus years since like before babies. Amy used to look after me when I was pregnant and the boys used to go cruising and Amy would stay with me and we'd eat Maltesers and watch movies and it was kind of like the best. And I feel like I just had a flash of that and it's very similar to when the boys go scootering now.
Yeah.
What do we do when they go scootering?
We sit back, watch movies or catch up on docos or just talk. DMs.
Did you realize how normal that like that reminds me of back then? Because the boys go scootering and they go into Surfers Paradise and they scooter all the way and they have the whole thing. Yeah. Okay. So 20 years. Woo. Yay. And
but wind it back a little bit there because
where are we running it?
We're winding it back because remember when we were sitting there the other night? Oh, well, actually, it was on my birthday and we're sitting there and we were cheersing and we were drinking Cristal and it was all amazing. And we were like, hang on, we were born in the same hospital by the same doctor.
That is right.
What is that?
Yeah. In the same month, in October.
I know.
We didn't even know each other then.
I know.
We were babies.
I know.
And our parents didn't know each other.
I know.
And nobody else gets born in, nobody else can say, hey, I was born in Noosa. Very few.
That's right.
Because there's no hospital there anymore.
No.
So we are true Noosa locals. You can't get any more local than we are.
And full don't even try. Back to that. Like, who would have known? Like, parallel universe, born in the same place by the same doctor. And then 20 years later, well, 18 years later, we meet and we're like best friends forever. I love it.
BFF. And now I created this business and I'm like, 10 years ago, Amy, you will be my COO. And you're like, you're hilarious.
Yep.
And here we are.
And here we are. Just like you predicted.
Just like it.
Yeah, I love it.
Oh my God. I love it. I was always very sure about it. So it's perfect.
I think what Jana was trying to say was, I think that it became a bit of a big dream for Jana to have to manifest me coming into the company. And, you know, now that I look at it from that point of view, it was a big dream. It became that really important step for her. Then she was just, you know, she just put it out there and said, I'm ready when you're ready, and just let me make the choice to come on board. I was, you know, like Jana likes to say, I was born for this, and it's been such a ride. And I think she's jumping back on now. There you are. Hi. Been chatting away.
Is it working?
Yes, it's working.
Thank you. What were you saying?
I was basically saying that I think, like, really thinking about how you did sort of say from day to, you know, I want you to work for me. This is your job. This is where, you know, you're going to be. And, you know, even with me laughing off and things like that. But I really, just looking at it now, I'm like, I think it was just one of your big dreams. It was just another one that you've manifested and put that out there and being like, you'll be ready when you're ready. And I look at it and I'm like, it's just another big dream. It's something that you've wanted, and it's come to fruition. And I said, like you said, you were born for this. I need an Amy. So here I am.
I need an Amy. I know. Yeah. I literally just saw in the mastermind just before of somebody going like, I need an operator, like a COO. And I'm like, I know exactly what that feels like. And yeah. I remember going, I'm never building my business to this next level of like eight figures until I have Amy. Like literally I was like, I'm just not going to do it. Like I don't want to do it with somebody else that I can trust, somebody else to be able to hold this amount of productivity, somebody that would be able to have like such a love for the business and love for me and be able to have my back and like care deeply about like the biggest thing that I knew that one of the things of when we go shopping, and it just drives me crazy that you do it. But I was like, this is going to be so good because you'll be looking at something and you're like, can you see this? Like it has this like little, it has this like little thing in it, like a little mark. Like I feel like it should be like less. Got this mark. It's got like, and I'm like, I can't even see this mark, Amy, that you're talking about. There's no mark on it, Amy. There's no mark.
Yeah.
But the lady will be always like, yep, there's a mark. I'm like, there's no mark. What are you talking about? But that's what I needed, was somebody that was detail orientated, because I've always just laughed at it. I'm like, that's so good for your COO, because that's not what I have. I have it, but I don't have it. And now that you're on, I feel less crazy because you pick up on big detail things that I, when working with teams before, it seems so annoying, like relentlessly annoying, because I'm like keeping on going at these little things, like the font needs to be there, the formatting needs a bit, why is there not a space here, and just like particular, because we really care about what we're creating and we want it to look good, and you're all into the details. So I loved that about you as a COO, not just as when we go shopping, it annoys the crap out of me, but it's so good as a COO. And I love that we could just say that, because that's 20 years best friend thing. We could just say those
and you're like, and you get to love past my limits.
I know, the other day we went shopping, I met my limit. You're like, you could do it. Wait, what? Anybody else would be like, okay, let's go. It's like, you'll be fine. I'm like, no. Not okay.
Oh, I love it.
I got you back later on. Oh my god, okay. Yep. So let's go to Friday morning. Yeah. So it's 4-day festival weekend. Literally kind of the only thing planned was dinner, literally dinner. And it ends up being a 4-day festival and you guys coming over. And so we wake up on Friday and you were here at our house for the first time. Usually you guys get here at the afternoon, and you had already drove down from Noosa the night before. I went to bed because I had to get up early. And you just sort of like made yourselves at home, you know, as you do with best friends. It's like, the door will be open. Come on in. You know, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but this is the first time that I've ever let anybody be in the room with me while I've live streamed. Like I always say, leave. I cannot live stream with somebody else in the room with me. My husband, Mark, I always have to get him to go. I cannot live stream with somebody else. So I had live streams and Amy's working in the office. I'm like in the lounge room. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, because I never live stream with somebody being present in the room, except for Mason maybe. So I have the interview with Roxy. She's interviewing me on her profile at 5:30 a.m. So you're up, I'm up, we're doing a thing, and you're sitting there. And it's like literally, so that was a first for me, somebody being in the room while I was live streaming.
One of your first.
One of my first. Yeah, it was a whole vibe. So that was really vibey way to kick it off. And what's your recollection of the morning? Let's like, because I feel like the morning for me was really fun, because just having that interview with Roxy was really beautiful, because even she was saying, like, it really opened up her as well, because we were talking about, like, reclamation. Yeah. It was such a beautiful topic of, like, reclaiming and, like, reclamation. And I really just, I feel like it kicked it off for me. It kicked off a massive weekend for Roxy. What's your vibes from that morning before we get into, like, the stuff that we started to do birthday-wise?
Yeah. It was really nice because, you know, often, I'm at my own home working solo, you know, there's not a lot of interaction apart from when I'm interacting with the other team members. So to have someone there, I just felt super, even though you were doing your thing, I was doing my thing. It was really productive and it was just like high vibes, you know, earphones in, but like I'm still like, it's funny how you say, like, I pick up the little nitty gritty details, because there was one point where you were riffing it with Roxy and then you're like, oh, and Amy's there. And I'm like, oh, hello, I'm just here. Give a little wave, popped in and then popped out again. But yeah, just also like making sure that, you know, I felt like I also was like your little bodyguard, like running interference. If one of the kids got up, it was like, okay, let's go, you know, like mom's doing something important right now, you know. And it's always the way you're like, nah, Mason, no one will wake up, it'll be fine. And then next minute, of course, you're like, oh no,
Mason comes out.
Yeah, Mason comes out.
I and love then that.
Like afterwards, like I didn't even really realize, I knew you got up, but it was like you just did it so just like quietly and effortlessly. It was just like, oh, you're done, like you sorted it, and you just kept going. So that was really fun as well, just to have that sort of interaction there. And then obviously after you did the podcast with Roxy, you went upstairs and did Me Brand upstairs. So that was good too, because I was like, oh, I'm down underneath and you're up there and you're doing your thing. And I was like underneath going, oh yeah, I'm downstairs. This is really fun. But it made me realize too that it's really important to have those connections. And we sort of spoke about that over the weekend as well, and just connecting in and having time together where we can, you know, brainstorm, even if it's just working side by side. It really feels like someone's mm-hmm. there with you, and you can sort of run things over with each other and come up with ideas and sort of do that as well. So I think that's really important to have that touch base moving forward, which, yeah, we're going to do.
I agree. I think because that's the biggest thing with having, like, I've always worked from home, so I've figured out a way to, like, make it super, like, rich and alive and being at all the places and going to the cafes and understanding, like, most of the time I don't want to. But then when I do, I'm so glad that I have. Like, even yesterday I went to a cafe and I walked and it was like 2 kilometers. I'm like, I'm so glad that I did that. Even if I'm just going to do the same stuff I was doing at home, and even if people stare at you, but they don't really, because everybody else was on their computers, because it was about that time where it's not morning people having breakfast. It's like work time. Yeah. It just makes you feel less by yourself. And I think a lot of us feel like used to that over the last 2 years, or 2020, 2021, that we started to feel like that. So I've been very mindful of that, of having full timers. And the contact that we get to have with other people. And like, I basically forced you guys to have a day at a cafe on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that I've done that, because I feel like it helps us to like really bring more life to our work. And I'm really glad we talked about that, because I think as virtual, and pretty much most people that are probably listening to this have a virtual team, but how important it is, like, if you can't meet up to them face to face, like, make them go out to a cafe. I mean, you can kind of do that as a CEO. I'm like, where's your wellness Wednesdays post?
Yeah.
That's so you get to actually pull that card of like, hey,
yeah.
I know, because otherwise you weren't doing it. I'm like, okay, now it's protocol. You go to breakfast or lunch on a Wednesday. Now I'm like, now it's Tuesday too. Tuesday and Wednesday. Because your health and your like the men I know, I'm like added one in. I love being CEO, because I'm like, you get to go to a cafe.
Yeah,
today.
That's
like,
what you're doing today. Oh, okay. I love it.
Okay. But Amy's like, I've got so much work to do. You're going to the cafe today. But I think that's really important, because then they share their photos with the team and we share like where you're at.
Yeah.
And I think it just adds that dimension of like, we're so used to Zoom now over the last 2 years, like you were still working over, like you still were in person. But I think it's just so good for our health now, especially if you're in Australia going into summer, like we want to be around people. We want to be interacting. Yeah, you might lose 2 hours, but you might gain 2 hours of productivity. So I loved us being together. I love that we got to like connect with like the way that we're going to do it moving forward, with having more meetings, having more virtual, not virtual retreats, but retreats, sort of quarterly planning things. And we sort of lined up everything that morning as well. So we went to the cafe, did a heap of work, did some work on our phones, I think we did, and just like chatting. And for me also checking in, like, how are you going? What do you need? And I think that was one of the biggest thing was like, we need interaction, like more interaction, like person to person. So you've got to be always checking in with your team, I think, of like figuring out like, because you want them to love their job. Like, that's my main thing, is like, I want you to love your job. And like, what things can we bring in to have you love it more. So I loved that you loved like doing it all there when you were here. Yeah. And I really felt like that we were doing it together, not virtually.
Yeah.
I saw yesterday on Instagram, I think this is a really good idea. You know how we used to go for coffee dates?
Yeah.
And so many of us work online now.
Yes.
Instead of going for coffee dates, they go for work dates. They all go to the cafe together.
Yeah.
And they work.
Yeah.
Because so many people have like online businesses now and they go and sit, they all sat around with their phones and their computers.
Yeah.
Obviously people will be watching them going like, oh, nobody looks at each other anymore. And it's just like, you used to work at a desk. Yeah. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Like in an office cubicle.
Yeah.
With a little cubicle with carpet on the walls.
Yeah.
Like yeah. It's the same thing. It's just that I get to be outside. I get to be having fresh food and supporting local businesses out and about in the fresh air, fresh food, and hey, another coffee instead of from the little dispenser in the little staff kitchen. It's way more like lively and fun, and I think that it's a really healthy thing for us to do.
And you'd be surprised how many people are around doing it. You know, like I go.
Were you surprised when you started?
I was like, how did I not notice this before? You know, so many people working from their laptop or their phones or their devices or whatever they choose to use, but when you start to look around, you're like, wow, okay, there's a lot of people that do this. And it's sort of like, oh, that's cool, because you still feel supported, because you feel like somebody else is there, they're doing your thing, you know. And like you said, it's just being around people that gives you that vibe of you're not alone, you're in there, you're doing your, you know, you're honed in on what you're doing. The productivity is good because it's almost like the background noise is like that buzzer. It's like a buzz that you feel through you and you're like, yeah, okay. And you just, and you go, 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 go. It adds to the part where you're like, okay, I've got this. And obviously you need to be mindful of what work you've got to do, because sometimes, you know, that work's not possible being out and about. But if, you know, it's something you're listening to or you're noting or things like that, that you're editing, you can do that with a set of earphones and a laptop or a device, and you can work from there. So, you know, key is have everything charged, charge it all up and be just ready to go, because you know that that's your day and that's when you're going out to do it. So, yeah, it is definitely something that we implemented a fair few weeks ago now, which has been really good for me, because I am quite a social person, you know, and it is hard to come into, you know, a job where you're not so social anymore. So, you know, that's where I used to be like, oh, yeah, lives, Jana's going live. I felt social, and then, you know, oh, we're going to only go live when you feel called to. So I'm like, what? Where did you go?
Now there's no lives, and so you need to be getting social. Like, so I think when you were talking, it made me remember, like, there's something that, when we used to go to the library to study, and I remember like going, I would go to the library to study when the kids were little and they went to school and I'd drop them off at school. I would work very rarely at home, even though I worked from home, because I feel like I was more productive if I went out and I was like, I got to get this done, if I go to the cafe right now. And your battery is literally going flat as you're doing it. And so you're like, like, you got to be quick, and your phone starts to go flat. And so you're like, oh, yeah, I've got to like really actually get to things. And so I used to go to the library, not so much, the cafes weren't really a thing back then. Like, you know, 2014 cafe working was not a thing. And it was like a little bit like, oh, now it's so popular. But I used to go to the library and we're all working on our laptops and you get free Wi-Fi there. And that's like when you go to college, it's the same thing. Or university, they all sit in these like libraries. They could be at their dorms, but why do they choose to be there? And Tani said, Tani's my daughter, if you don't know, and Amy's her godmother. And Tani said it's called body doubling. And it's actually called body doubling. So when you're doing the same thing as somebody else, even if you don't know them, it's like this sense of increased productivity and socialization without even talking. On YouTube over the 2020, when you couldn't go to a library, there's these channels on YouTube that people used to be just doing studying and recording themselves studying, and you would put it on and you just sit there and they're there, you're here, and it's body doubling. So like they've got millions and millions and millions of views because that was like, that's what people really miss. So it's something that a lot of, like, you actually really need it probably more than you think a lot of the time for a lot of people. So Okay. So we did that.
The work's done.
Work day.
well, we crammed 5 till 10 in, and then we were gone. I loved it.
Just we were five. Like, okay. What are we doing?
Oh. So you're like, let's go to SeaWorld. You want to go to SeaWorld? Movie World, what are we going to do? And then we were like, oh, SeaWorld, it's got animals, the kids will love it. So it was like, okay, SeaWorld. So yeah, we're like, off we go, even though it was raining.
They wanted to go to Movie World. Yes, it was raining. Best day to go to a theme park is the days when it's half raining. That is always been the last two times we've gone to theme parks, it's been off and on raining, and it's the best day to go because there's not massive long lines, so it reduces the numbers, which is perfect. So don't go on a sunny day, go to the beach on a sunny day. Don't go to a theme park on a sunny day. You're going to be waiting in line in the sun. Go on a rainy day and just wear things that you can, like, get stuff that you can change into. So it's always been our strategy, if it's raining we go to theme parks where nobody else does that. But the SeaWorld was something that I had in my head, like, SeaWorld, let's go to SeaWorld for the day. But all the kids, the older kids, they're like, SeaWorld? They want to go to Movie World. But I'm like, we've already been to Movie World. So, and SeaWorld's more family.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's why we decided to go to SeaWorld. Oh, my God. So, we're a little later because, you know, who goes and lines up when you know that line goes down after an hour, just go in then. So we go in, so we sort of dawdle around, we end up getting there, and we go in and we go straight into the ski show. And so it's like perfect. We got food, we went to the ski show. It was kind of like, you know, one of those things where the water is parting and you're just like, we just walked in, ski show is on in 10 minutes, we go get food, and we hadn't had food yet, so now the kids have got food and they sat down and we're about to watch a ski show. Like, so perfect. And we haven't seen that ski show for years.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
I think it was us like reliving those days where it would be like ski boat ourselves, but we super couldn't do those tricks. But I was like, oh, how good is that? It was. These days. Yeah. I used to be able to wakeboard.
We never could do that.
No.
We could wait. We can still wakeboard.
Yes.
Were we that good?
No. We were terrible.
You probably thought we were so good. I mean, I was getting there. I could do ollies and I could do spray out the side.
Yeah, I could probably just like
rip
it out the side, and that was probably about it for me.
Just thought we were just so badass. I'm just like, I'm so badass, just whipping it out. Okay. My favorite thing about SeaWorld. So SeaWorld, we didn't have it planned, and we were sort of like umming and ahhing between SeaWorld, Movie World, SeaWorld, Movie World. All the kids wanted to go to Movie World. Me wanted to go to SeaWorld. It's my birthday, so I pulled the card, but you want to do it as well.
Yeah.
Because I was like, it'll just be more wholesome, more family vibes. So there was two favorite standouts for me of SeaWorld. Because we used to go to SeaWorld as with the kids when our kids were little. So me and Amy being friends forever, as our kids have grown, we used to take the kids to the Nara Resort, which used to catch this little monorail from the resort over to SeaWorld. And it's great for little kids because there's pandas and there's all the things. So the polar bears, and there used to be pandas. And then, so I've got a photo of Tani in the shark room when she was like 6 months old. And then there's another one when we did the kids' birthdays when they were littler, but maybe they were two or three or something. Yeah. And there's another, like, we had a whole family and you guys came down and we had this whole family friendly holiday like we've always done.
Yes.
And so we go to SeaWorld, and when your kids are little, you can't all go on rides. And I remember, like, your kids have got to wait there. One of the parents can go, one of them can't go. And you go on, like, if you want to go on a roller coaster, it's like, okay, which kid can come on? Which kid am I going to take? It's a bit of a juggle because it's mostly about the animals, but there is some good rides there. And The log ride, you can't take the whole family, kind of. Like, sometimes you can, but that was at Movie World. But anyway, so my favorite part was when we all lined up for the roller coaster log ride. I can't remember what it's called. Do you know what it's called? I can't remember what it's called. Something.
It was like a life-saving surf one. Like, you were sort of like in a life-saving boat, but you were like on a roller coaster. It was super.
And it's a log ride as well. There's a point where it's not on anything.
I know, it's like a log ride,
and then it hooks onto the thing, and then you're going up this big mountain, and then there's a roller coaster, and then and then it's a log ride again, and then it's like a scary ride, a spooky ride at the end. I'm like, what is happening? And we all line up, like, oh my God. Yeah. And it was like a moment for me and Amy, and we're like, both of our families, every single one of our kids goes on this at the same time. We're going on a ride together.
Yeah.
Because it's been years and years and years since we've gone, but it's never been a time where either our kids could all go on. So it was kind of like a special moment. Having little kids, you probably would, I feel like you'll get it when you get it, but to have two families and kids that have grown up together be able to go on this ride together, it was really special. I felt like it was so special. And then we like ran back around and we went back on again. We went onto the jet skis. So then we left our bags all in the lockers. Our bags were still there. And then we went over to the jet ski ride, which was hectic. It's not really hectic, but I don't know why it's hectic, but it's hectic.
It was super fast.
And then we go back to Vlog Ride. Yeah. It is super fast. And then it's faster again. It boosts again. It's crazy. Yeah. And then we went back to Vlog Ride. So we had three rides in a row with our whole family going on everything at the same time. And that was my number one favorite thing of the whole day, is being able to do that. So over to you. What was your favorite thing? It's probably going to be close to the favorite thing. I've got one more up my sleeve, but it's probably one of those things are going to be the same.
No, it was that. But, I mean, I really enjoyed, like, you know, just being with the family together. But, like, I really felt like just watching some of the animals was, for me, like, when we all were like, oh, let's all go and watch under the underneath tank where the polar bear was. So it was like, you know, and you go under and you're, like, watching him dive in the water. And, like, just to see even at our kids' ages of being older and teenagers, they were like just fascinated with this massive animal and what it was doing, you know, like, and playing and things like that. So it just, the little things that you think, oh, are they going to enjoy this? And then when you see how, you know, the look on their face, like, wow, Mum, did you see that? He just tackled that big barrel over. And, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm so, you know, and it gives you that, yeah, that was so good. And even me as an adult, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, that was great. Yeah,
actually, that was cool.
Yeah, and look how big he is. And, and you learn a little bit about them too, because they talk about them and it's, you know, and what they do in the wild and just all the knowledge that they gain from those experiences. That was one of my favorite bits, just the awe in all the kids' faces, even as teenagers, to be like, wow, how good was that? Mm. And then the little moment, like I guess at the end of the day, when you've been there and you've done that and you know, had a whole day and you sit down with the kids and you're driving back and they're all just like, thank you for today. Like, that was just amazing. And for kids these days, you know, like to say thank you and to be truly in the moment. And there was many moments all through the weekend, but just to be like, oh, thank you, that was really good, you know. And it's like, you did well. Like, that was good. It was awesome, you know. And you all talk about it and what was your favorite thing. And they all had different favorite things for different reasons too. So we did ask the kids that too. What was your favorite thing from today? And they all were totally different. So that was really good.
That's pretty cool. And I think it's testament to us, like, walking around with six kids. Do we have Tani with us? Did Tani come with us?
We had Tani. Yeah. And that was the best thing too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Because usually she's the 19-year-old. She's off working most of the time now. So she's not always, it's not always, we've both got three kids each. So there's six kids with them all together and they've grown up together like babies and they've known each other like literally since they were baby, every single one of them. Yeah. And so I think it was amazing that we all went around together for most of the day and we sort of like flew. And I think there's a lot of like manifesting flowy, like effortless vibes with that. Yeah. It's sort of like you go in and you watch this and then we go this way. And then, cause it's, you know, it can be a little hectic when you got two families and six kids that want to do different things. But the way we flowed with it, I think it was absolutely perfect. And sort of went here and we went there and we went here and we went there, which was really cool. My second favorite thing of the day there was like, it was very much one of those moments where I wouldn't have done it before, but when Mason was, he was just honest all day. Let's go on the cannon boat.
I was about to say, why not just go to this boat?
Like, he's on it, like cannon boats. And we're like looking at the pandas. I want to go to this cannon boat. I'm like, just wait, where is this thing? Didn't even know this thing was there. Once we got there, I remember it, but like before that, I couldn't remember it. You know, it's been a while since we've been there.
Yeah.
And he's like, cannon boats. We get there and, you know, we're like, he's like, you're going to get wet. So they're like, okay, yeah, we're going to get wet. And I'm like, do we go on or do we just spectate? I'm like, let's go on.
Mm.
So we go on. But the boys, did you know that they enlisted practically half the park to wet us?
Did they just know? I didn't. They're cheeky. Yeah,
that's why. Because I was like, why are strangers literally attacking me with the cannons of water and I'm getting saturated? And where, so it's one of those, so for everybody, it's, you go around in these boats and you're in the water and you've got obviously the spray cannons on the boats where you can spray people that are on the outside. They've also got access to water cannons so they can spray you. And the boat sort of goes around this like set track. And so you're sort of going pretty slow. And so we get to the first thing and we, oh my God, it's so funny. And I'm on the corner, so I'm getting all the pre, like, spray, and then spray. So we're all six of us, me, you, Mason. Mason was just hiding, so he literally just ditched us, and yeah. He's hiding down on things, still getting saturated, makes no difference. But he couldn't spin the cannon because you have to, like, fully spin the cannon to get it to go.
Yeah.
So we have the girl, we have Chelsea. Do we have Amali on with us?
Yeah, and Samaya. Yeah.
Me.
And Samaya.
So you're... your two girls, my girl and boy.
Yeah.
So Marley and Mason. So we're on, and us two are the only adults. Look at us go.
I know. Oh my God.
It's one of those, like, you only live once sort of things, but yeah. I got off and my Vans were filled with water. Like, I was saturated. My hair was saturated. I was saturated. Like, not even just wet, but, like, you may as well jumped me in the, I could have been in the water fully. Yeah. Like,
might as well,
because everyone's spraying me. So as we went away, the boys were wetting us, random strangers. So,
and they, like, were running from cannon to cannon, like, that part to the next part. And then I'm like, oh my God, they're back. Where are they coming from? And it was just insane. And we were on the side that was, like, directly facing the cannons. And then I remember halfway, I'm like, I'm out. And I, like, bail.
And switched. And then you got in trouble because you moved. Naughty.
Lee sit down on the boat.
Oh my God, when he said wet, he didn't say, like, wet to the equivalent of you just jumped in the whole water fully clothed, and my Vans were just filled with water, like, leaking. So then we, oh my God, the funniest thing is when we all got off, obviously we all got up and hugged them, but there's those heater things. How cool is that heater?
Yeah.
And so literally we all get in the heater dryer thing, all of us. That I feel like we did not get dried at all because there was too many of us in it. I think that might have had something to do with it. So there's me, you, Tani, Mark, every kid is in there, and we're in the drying thing and just, like, do. Was there music or something? And we're all dancing like we're in this little cubicle. That was fun.
That was so
but
fun.
I was wet. I was really wet. And then Mark's like, we're going straight to dinner from here. I'm like, I'm freezing. So we had a little bit of time to get home. But while we were there, we booked dinner. That wasn't even booked.
No.
Was it?
No.
So we booked that while we were there. So you can take it from here. What do we do next? We go to Karen's Diner, which Karen's means Diner. We actually drove all the way home, taxied back to town, 40 minutes, you know.
Yeah.
And we go to Karen's Diner.
Karen's.
Thanks, guys.
So for people out there that don't know, in, I don't know, if is it worldwide or, like, just Australia? Like,
yeah, there's Karen's? One thing. No, UK. Ah. There's UK Karen's. Yeah, there's a few of them.
Oh, cool. So, yeah, Karen's are, like, you know, because over, you know, the saying is you being a Karen, which is, you know, a complainer, a whinger, or whatever it is, or Karen, you know, can be quite uppity, says, speaks her mind. So Karen's Diner, obviously, all the staff are free to speak their mind. So that was fun. And, of course, because it's Jana's birthday, we're like, oh, it's her birthday, you know, like, make sure.
I should have said it was yours too.
Yeah, I really
should have said it was yours as well.
Yeah.
I feel like that would have been fair.
So our first introduction.
So I get fully picked on.
I know. And the first introduction was like, oh, we were there like a few minutes early. So it's like, go away. We're not open. So we just sort of hang around, and then it's like, righto, come through, throw the menus on the floor or on the table or wherever they land, and get your own, you know, pick them up and start choosing. I love that.
And then the plastic cup. So then, like, you're like, oh yeah, she throws the menus. Great idea. Like, just chucks them on the table, just the way they do it is the best. And then comes over with the plastic cups for your water, throws them on the table. So there's plastic cups going everywhere, like, okay, this is how it's gonna be. Okay.
Yeah.
So she comes over then, and we're ordering, and it's just literally everything that you want to say if you've worked in hospitality. Yeah. To me, when I went in there, I was like, I feel a little too fragile for, like, this. You know, when you just go through, like, usually I'm a savage. I'm just like, I'm feeling too fragile, but it was perfect. I was totally fine. Cause I was like, actually, this is really refreshing that you cannot offend anybody. It's like, obviously there's rules with it, which I really like. There's a couple of, like, parameters and things like that. But besides that, it's like no holds barred, essentially a comedian. And it was so refreshing to be able to say what you think, and also not people, like, banter with it, like, really join into the joke and go back and forth. And so we ordered dinner, but you get to say as well what you want to say, like, you can say kind of back as well, but you're obviously within the same things that they're doing, but you can be like, oh my God, like, I don't know, why did you say that? Yeah. So you can do it back, which is super refreshing as well, because you can be like, sometimes with the waiter, they're like, where are you? I'm starving here. And they're like, get it yourself. But you can also say, where are you? What are you doing? Yes. So I feel like that was super fun. But ordering our meals was super hilarious.
But then that backfires because you're like, well, where's our drinks? And they're like, get them yourself. So like, here I am up at the bar. Well, not the bar. They don't even have a bar. It's like up where they serve the drinks
up there.
And they're up there. Go get them. So that was,
They're at the counter.
Yeah.
You do. And you got up and good sport. And then it was my birthday and she's just like, who's the birthdays? And I just like sunk down in my chair. Like you cannot see me. I get up. Oh my God. And I'm just like, I get up and she comes over and she gets me, finds me. And then she says, the first thing she says to me, which I knew she was going to do because I literally kept it on there. Before we went out, I had my hair in a bun and I'm like, I should like put it down. I'm like, no, I think they'll pick on me for this, which is perfect because I can deal with that. Yeah. So first thing that she says is, couldn't even wash your hair for your birthday. Oh my God. I'm like, this is so on brand. Keep going. I love it. It's so good. Like me and messy hair. It's just like, I got this. It was so fun. And then they sing you happy birthday. You go to the middle of the thing. They sing you happy birthday.
Yeah.
And they say happy birthday, piss off. I think in other countries they say other things, but they're like happy birthday, piss off and go home, which was super fun because I was glad that I'd already watched it on TikTok because I feel like I would have been a little bit like,
oh my God. Yeah.
That I'd already watched it and be like, I knew that's what they do when it's your birthday. Yeah. So that was super funny. What other funny bits?
There was a kid's birthday as well though. Because like I was taking our kids there. I was just like, oh my God, like we're gonna get picked on for taking our kids there. But our kids are all like, oh, we wanna go, you know? And then it's a kid's birthday. And then she just like went to town on that. And it was just like, who brings their kids here for their birthday? Like it was gold because I was just like, yeah, who does? But we bring our kids.
Yeah, who does that?
Yeah, I love that. Everything you like. It's going to happen. It happens, basically.
I know, because it's like got a kids menu and they're swearing. It's a whole thing. So it's like, it's funny because they even let the kids flip the bird. And Mason looked at me, he's like, flip the bird to the vegans because there was vegans.
Yeah.
And they just went to town on them. Like, I don't know if I think you would expect it. You go to this restaurant, there's a burger restaurant, and you go and order vegan. And Tani, because she's a vegetarian, she's like, I don't want to order my burger.
Yeah.
She's like, I want a burger without the patty. And she's like, she went to town on Tani because she didn't have that. But the vegans, they get the microphone out and they're like,
oh, it was a whole situation.
They say also, oh my God. But anyway, they make you flip the bird at them and they say, even the kids. And Mason's looked over and I'm like, no. And then she's like, even if they say no. And he's like, flipping the bird. I'm like, okay.
Okay. We just know what
he did? Oh my God. I forgot to tell you what he did the next day. Tani was driving with him. Maybe it was on my birthday. And Tani was driving home and then we were driving as well. And so he's thinking it's normal now and he flips us the bird out the window.
Oh, no. Like, that was a one-time offer.
I had to tell him when we got home. I was like, that was when we were at Karen's Diner, not when you're driving in the back of Tani's car. He's like this. And he just thinks there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. And we're just like, Mark's laughing his head off. And I'm just like,
no.
Oh my God. That's what happens with kids, though. Once you let it do it once, that's it. They just think you get to do it all the time. My earphones have had a workout today.
Yeah. Lots of live vibes.
So much fun. I loved it because it was just a good laugh. We had a good laugh and it was so cool because it's like now we've got the morning, we worked in the morning. It was such a wholesome work. And at SeaWorld, and then we went to Karen's Diner for dinner. And then
they put a bag on your head.
That's right. They did put a bag on my head. Do I have the bag on my head? The bag on my head? Oh no, my it's in my bag, but it said has not washed her hair for a week. Yep. So they put it on you. You don't know what they've got on it, but they put it over your head. And I'm like, what does it say? And they're like, haven't washed your hair for a week. But they're like, it's spelt wrong. And then she come back and she took it. And so I was laughing because I'm like, this is perfect. I'm so glad that I left my hair in the bun. Yep. And when I run the trivia, when I was up on the trivia, she's like, come on down, girl with the worst top knot I've ever seen ever. I'm like, they're just going to town with my top knot.
Yeah, the hair, mate. It was all about the hair.
I love it because it's not offensive at all for me. So that was perfect. So it said,
personal hygiene is not my strong point. I was like, and I looked at her, I was like, that's so accurate. And she's like, oh, she was kind of annoyed because I was not getting offended.
No,
sort of like, that's accurate.
Yeah, that's I like it. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was fun. And then, yeah, we just had that. We had drinks, we had food. And then we're like on the way in, we spotted this little place and it was like, oh, what's that about? It's called Infinity. And we're like, oh, what's that about? We should totally do that after dinner. And then, of course, like in true form, the boy's like, oh, no, nah, we'll sit this one out. We're like, no, no, no. You're like, no, no, no. You're coming in. Everybody's doing it. We're doing it. So that was a whole situation. And, like, I look back on that now and I'm just like, do you remember what Tani said to us? Like, we're halfway through. So, like, it's like this – it's like a maze, but, like, an indoor maze with different rooms with different, like, sensory things. It could be music, could be light. It's, like, so crazy. There's things to crawl through. There's balls flying. There's so many things happening in different rooms. And Tani's like, oh, I've been here with my friends and, you know, and all the rest before we're going in. And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And we're halfway through this maze and she's just like, man, my friends – are so tame. Tame. And I'm like, tame. So she's referring to like her two families in this maze compared to her friends. We are not tame.
And they're 19-year-olds. They're like teenagers. Yeah. Like they're crazy. You know, they think they're crazy, but we're going in and we're just like, oh my God, we just make the most of the moment, right? And I was like in there going, this is the best thing ever. It's like had beautiful music in some of the rooms. And we were just like, it's magic, it's magic, it's magic. It was actually quite magical. I think at so many different points, because it was all the family, loved it again. It was such like wholesome. The C word, family. Karen's Diner, family. Infinity, family. So it's such a family day.
Yeah, it was.
And I feel like, it's so beautiful and just reiterated why we love living here, because there is so much stuff, like really fun stuff for families. And we didn't even plan any of it. We were like, SeaWorld, Karen's Diner, Infinity is two rooms up. And it's this maze that I was thinking maybe it's like three rooms.
Yeah.
It goes on forever. And I was like, is this ever going to end? It was like,
are we ever going to get out of here?
I was like, how long does this thing go for? It was like an hour or something that we were going through. And I was thinking maybe three rooms, but every room is so much fun. And then we got to the ballroom where it's like the exercise balls are on the ground.
Yeah.
Don't throw them. We may or may not have been throwing them.
Maybe
can't control our own kids and they're just all throwing them. But the adults were the worst of the whole thing. Yeah. I left because Chelsea, your daughter, pretty much knocked me out with one.
Smacked in the side of the head. I didn't even know who. I was just out of here.
She got knocked in the head. Rob got knocked in the head by Chelsea as well on the big ball. And she was like really nailing us. It was so much fun. I had such a wholesome fun. It was very actually quite, like I keep saying, magic, because it was super magic, because there was lots of music and it was lots of like really wholesome moments in it as well. And like sat down and meditated in one of the rooms, like,
it was amazing. And then the other room when we like after the meditation and then comes the craziness of the balls and all the rest. And then the next one we're all in there and it's like a disco room and we're all just dancing like whoop, whoop.
You're all like we're clubbing with the kids and we're like whoop, 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 whoop.
And it was like so many like light up walls. It was amazing. Like, it was like when you again like you remember, oh yeah, how fun was that? Yeah. That's and then rough. The bridge. And then, of course, me, like, I'm going to be sneaky here. We're in the, like, room with all these, like, cushioned walls and cushioned floors. Like, it's literally like a big balloon thing. You're, like, falling in and I'm, like, tucked myself into the cushion wall and I'm, like, hiding there. And then Amalia, your daughter, comes through and then I'm, like, rah. And then she's, like, wah. Then she knocks me over. I can't get up because I'm, like, on this pillow floor. And you're, like, that's your karma. I'm like crawling to get out of this room because I can't even get up. It was so funny. Like, you just like looking back, you're like, oh my God, that was like the
best. It was planned. Like, that's what I love so much about it, because like we have such good days. Like, it's beautiful. I love planning things as well, but it's so beautiful to have days where you didn't plan them. They're just like magic.
Yeah.
And you didn't even plan them. Oh, it was so good. It was good. Then, okay, so then we go. So we've got, we're only up to day one.
So we can speed it up a little bit.
We might need to do four part series at this point.
Oh, no. No, we can speed this part up a little bit, but we're just like, right, let's go. We're walking. We're just walking. We're going to go and see, maybe get some ice cream for the kids, you know, have a bit of dessert. And we end up at the kids' favorite.
Part of it.
Hey?
There's another slingshot. Yeah.
The slingshot. Yeah. So we end up with the slingshot.
Slingshot.
Yeah.
I like and I like that. Tell us the story.
Every time we go down there, I'm like, oh, I always wanted to do that. Oh, yeah. So it's like this massive thing. It's like a two-seater. It's not a ball. It's like just a two-seater half ball. And they pretty well slingshot you into the air. Like, woof. How many meters does it go up? Like, super high.
I don't know, but it goes really – it actually goes super high.
Yeah.
Like, just really, sling, really high. Like, just like it says, sling – pull you down and
then shoot you up and you're like above all the high rises and everything. It's insane. So like that's our kids really- love our older kids love doing it. Well, our daughters love doing it. And they're all like, we're going on. You're like, you're going on. And I'm like, no, I'll be sick. You're like, you won't be sick. You're like, you always say that. You want to go on. It's my birthday. You're going on. And I'm like, that's not my birthday. It's your birthday. It's my birthday. You're going on. I'm like, oh. Honey wants you to go on. So, like, I'm like, okay, I go on with my goddaughter. Okay. And I, like, was literally staying there for, like, 20 minutes. Because we had to wait about half an hour. So, I was, like, staying there 20 minutes, like, the whole 20 minutes beforehand. I'm like, whoever, does anyone want my ticket? Like, trying to give it away to the boys because I knew they wouldn't want to go on. Mm-hmm. And then next minute, my husband's like, all right, I'll take your ticket.
Amy doesn't want to go on. I'm going to take it. I'll go on for her. She really doesn't want to go on.
Mm. Yeah. And then I'm like, he comes up to the line and I'm sort of like, I don't really want to give it away now. I'm like, no.
I loved that he did that because now it's not like I forced you, but I didn't.
Yeah.
It was like you secretly really wanted to and I could just tell.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to give my ticket away. And so, like, he doesn't hardly ever go on. My son wouldn't. And he's like, all right, I'll get my – I'm like, get your own ticket. So he's like, gets – two tickets, one for me, him and his son, my son, and he's like, oh, he won't go on. Next minute, he's coming on too. So it was like really, really good. It was like bang, bang, bang. But, yeah, so we get on this thing. I'm going first. I'm going before any of the other family before I chicken out. So, like, we get on this slingshot and it's just like, oh, the hearts are pumping. I'm like, what is this? It's going to be crazy. But I only, like, sort of, like, did a bit of a – it was like a small scream. It wasn't like a scream. It was like a woo. And it was amazing. It was so good. Up in the air, couple of spins, not too bad, but just being above in the night, all the bright lights. It was amazing. So glad you forced me into that. Looking back, I'm like, yes.
I knew I needed to pull the card. I'm like, I have to pull the card because you always say it after. Well, I'll go next time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad that
And then we ended the night.
None of it planned. Just walked from Infinity Slingshot. See, this is Gold Coast.
Yeah. And then it was like ice creams. Oh, the night markets were on. We had a little tour of the night markets. Ice creams.
Little lollies.
Few lollies. And then, we go back. We catch taxi back. We're like, we'll have a pretty early-ish night, sort of early-ish, because we've got a big day again tomorrow. Boys go out for a scooter. And then, we're on to Saturday. And on the way back, we're like, what are we going to do tomorrow? And you're just like, and we get home and the kids are just, they're that overtiredness. And we're just like, we're going to like get a pedicure tomorrow. Boys, you're up. Like, how good was not that?
We're not doing anything for kids tomorrow from his Saturday thing. I'm just like, no more. Like, we've done stuff from kids from SeaWorld, Karen's Diner, Infinity, Slingshot. You're good. You're all good.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are we going to do then? When we said about Saturday, we're like, oh, we're going to go get a pedicure. And they're like, can we come? I'm like, no. They're like, but what are we going to do? I'm like, we just did stuff with you all day long.
Yeah.
Like from the start of the day to the end of the day, it's like midnight nearly. what are we going to do? I'm like, I don't know. Sort yourselves out. It's my birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. And we just dished them with the dads.
I took Amy into Burley Head, so we're on day two and it's just flowy now. I can't book any pedicures or anything like that or massages, but I'm like, we'll go to breakfast and figure our lives out. So we go to breakfast at Burley because I was like, I want to show her inside of Burley Heads because we love Burley, it's where we live. So we go into Burleigh Heads and we go into Social Brew, which is a really cool, like, trendy cafe, take you in there. It's like all these little nooks and crannies in Burleigh, which I love. So we have our breakfast, which was really cute. And then we just were like, okay, we're just going to go to Pacific Fair or Pack Fair, which we locals call it. We'll go to Pack Fair and we'll figure out where a pedicure is. And so we walk in and basically we walk in, it's closed, but because Pack Fair is a resort vibe, like it feels like a resort. It's a shopping center, but it's like a resort. And so we lay on cabanas and we do some catching up. We enter, somebody's joined something. So we welcomed her in, took a selfie, and then we're like, we'll just walk to the place where I think there's a pedicure. We walk to it and this is just the flow. We walk to it. We're like, we have two pedicures. Yes. Come on, sit down. Mm-hmm. It was just like, we sat down, we had the pedicure, and then we walked out and that was amazing because it had the best massage there, had the best pedicure. Perfect. Oh, yeah. I love like dirty pedicure. It's just like, go in, wham, bam, thank you, man. Yeah. And then they like slap your foot and like done. And I'm like, done. I love that. Yeah. I love it. There's no niceties. It's just like, sit down. Okay.
Yeah.
What color? Yeah. Like give them the color. And then it's like, okay, done. Yep. You're like, okay, perfect. I just love that kind of pedicure because I don't want to talk. Like, I just want to sit there. And then we're like, okay, we're going to get a massage now. Like, let's get a massage as well.
Yeah.
And we're like walking and I'm like, I just want like a, I usually say like a dirty massage because it's just not like a pretty massage place. It's just like a,
like the typical.
Come in, they get and you go out.
Yeah.
And we walk. And it just like skies part again and there's a massage place. We both walk in and I usually don't get this like when you walk into it, but it's like, can we have two massages? Yep. And in we go.
Yes.
And it was actually technically literally like the best massage I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was very intuitive as well. Like that was my favorite thing about it. And yours was well.
Yeah, it was really good. I was really impressed and just really like hit the spots that, you know, oh yeah, they could feel where the tension was and it was like, oh, that's what I needed. Yeah. It was good.
No frills, no frills. It's just going. It's like, this is a massage place. This is not like a spa. This is a massage.
Yeah.
You come and you get medial massage and then you go out. Yeah. And I'm like, that was the best thing ever. So then, then you have your little Gucci moment.
Oh, no, first. Then we went to, went and got our matching best friend ring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. See, there's so many
downstairs and we're like, yeah. We got our little Pandora, so it was so cute. We're like, oh, look at this little place. And then, you get me like, yeah, he's so pretty. And then, you're like, oh. And I'm like, oh, I love this necklace. And then I end up with necklace, earrings, and a ring. And you're like, that's your birthday present, extra birthday present. And I'm like, oh, I love it. So good. So, we did that. And then, we had a little bite to eat after that. We're a bit hungry again.
We went to Pokey because you told me I wasn't allowed to eat, so you were starving me for dinner.
And we did.
Knew what was happening for dinner.
Yes, I knew, but you didn't. So I was just like, don't eat too much. It'll be, you know, let's just have a little snack. So we did. We had some snacks and then we went to the I call it the ritzy end, but it's like one end.
In Louis Vuitton, Prada. We went into Prada, we went into Louis Vuitton, didn't really see anything. So I don't just shop. I like, it's if I love it. So I go Prada, I meet my friends in there. Then Louis Vuitton, didn't really see anything in there. And then we go to Gucci. You always end up getting something from Gucci. You're very much a Gucci girl.
I do love Gucci. And I was like, oh I really wanted, like, I had a dress, but then I couldn't find another dress. I wanted a dress. It was just not happening. Then I'm like, I really love a belt. So then I'm like, oh, there's a really nice Gucci belt. So, I treated myself and got Gucci belt. So that was fun. We did that. It was lovely. It's always a nice experience. I love it. So we had our sparkling water and got the belt. And then, we walked out and we were like, oh, I'm still looking for a dress. Like, I really wanted this dress. So I was like, I need something. And you were just like,
this is where it starts to go downhill because I hit a wall. We're at my 2-hour limit shopping. I don't know if you guys know about that with me. I have a 2-hour window. My girls know it. My kids, they know that I just like, I hit a wall and then I just cannot even. Yeah. We're well over this wall at this point. I was finding Gucci because they were giving me drinks and I was sitting.
Yeah.
And I've got a chair, I've got a couch, I'm sitting, I'm happy. Yes. I've got sparkling water.
Yes.
I'm just, I can do this.
Oh, yeah. And mind you, we tried to find shoes too, and that wasn't happening. Like, it just wasn't happening. And then I'm like, just one more. Just one after, more.
It's at
one.
12 mark. And you're like, I'm like, I've hit my wall. And you know, you're like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And she continues to shop.
I love it.
I don't hit my wall.
There's no wall like, for me.
I'm going to sit on the dad chairs, the ones that they put outside. They don't have any dad chairs in any other thing than Gucci. I'm like, can we just go back to Gucci where I can sit down? But yeah, I was like, I was considering, I'm just like, I'll just be out here sitting in the dad chairs. Like,
you
beside.
Said that. You like, said, I'm just going to go outside. I'm like, no, just this one shop. So anyway. Well, I got it. I found the dress. It was last
minute. The best thing is, because she knew that I was like, ran out of steam. And I'm like, she's like, is this dress look good? I'm like, yep. I'm just like at that point where I've got nothing left in the tank. Yeah. I will say anything to, like, get me out of here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't know if anybody else does that. Maybe it's just me. It's just like, she's like, is this look good? I'm like, she's like, oh, maybe. I'm like, oh, please stop. Please, like, it looks great. I love it. I'm like, no, it doesn't actually. But she knows that I'm at my limit, so she tries it on in the shop. She doesn't even go to the fitting room. I'm like, I got no steam for the fitting room anymore. We cannot do that anymore. It's probably, yeah, like, shopping with
husband. I'm like, throw it over the top. Yep, it's good.
She's just like in like that mode of like, I'm shopping with my husband mode. That kind of mode is just like, yeah. I don't need to shop.
I don't do that anymore. I love it. I love it. So we get the dress and then we go back and we literally get back and you're like sitting on and we're like, oh, the kids are going to be here soon. So we're like quiet, just quiet. 20.
Yeah.
We had like a lie down for like 20, 40, 20-ish minutes, I guess. We just like lie down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have.
Bad enough.
The boys took the kids out, which was so cute. They took the kids shopping and they took the kids to Time Zone.
Yes.
So the kids had were fed. They went to Time Zone. They had the best time. It felt really good for us because we were like, oh, that's cute. And, yeah, so we napped on the couch and listened to the ocean.
It was awesome.
Like, you know, you've got a best friend when you can nap together.
And then the surprise, I know, and then the surprise comes, which is part of your, which Paula. The Paula Ivy stands up, with her fam. And then, like, it was just, like, get ready together, all the girls in the bathroom doing their hair, doing their makeup, fun. And,
I love ready. That.
Love it.
Ready.
And out we go.
Doing makeup in the bathroom with all your girlfriends, it's like, that's why I'll just do makeup. I'll just do makeup because pretty much before you started coming down here, I wasn't wearing makeup. But, like, it's just fun, everybody getting ready in the bathroom. It just makes you think of the time. It was, like, getting ready.
Yeah.
And that was super cute. So Paula was there. We all got ready. I got dressed up in my big party dress that I haven't worn out of the house yet. So I was like, oh, my God. And it was all floral, which is really cool. And then... Yeah. Before we go out to whatever the surprise was that I didn't know, then that was afterwards, wasn't it? Yeah. So then we get ready to go out to what I didn't know what it was going to be, but it was this beautiful dinner. So we have all of my friends. Mm. We go out to dinner and it's like a seafood buffet. So it's like lobster. Oh, my God. It was so beautiful.
Or you can eat seafood.
You can eat seafood. And there's that phone booth. By the way, there was floral and I walked in and there's flowers, purple flowers everywhere. I'm like, did Mark plan some sort of function for me? What is happening?
How perfect.
And like all
that?
Purple flowers. I'm like, I would have rode that. I would be like, yeah, that was me. Yeah. And then there's this photo booth with all flowers and I'm fully matching it because my whole outfit is like a flower thing. And so we got all those photos from there. But yeah, so it's like lobsters and oysters and scallops and all you can eat seafood. I'm just like totally digging it. And it was perfect because my husband knows that I love food. He knows that I love seafood. And it's just so beautiful knowing that he'd planned it. Like, and I love what he'd been spending so much time planning it over the last like couple of weeks of like organizing things. And he said, like, you know, Jana's been a little bit down lately. This will cheer it up. And at this point, we're on day two and I've like had the best weekend ever and we're going out for dinner. And I'm just like, oh my God. And we go out to the seafood buffet. We've got everybody there. And it was just, it was really beautiful. I loved
it. Yeah,
that.
It was. And he'd put a lot of thought and effort into it. And it was really, really beautiful because he's like, you know, a favorite. He was been talking to myself and Rob and all of our friends, but, you know, leading up to it, like, oh, Jana loves seafood. I want to find this place where it's all you can eat, you know, like a buffet of seafood. And it was amazing. And he did so well. And it was amazing. And the kids loved it. And there was a dessert bar. Oh, it was so good. Creme brulee, our favorite. And it was like, oh, it was just perfect. And we had a beautiful dinner with all the kids. And then we went back home and You're like, we're going out dancing. I just want to dance. But like when we get back home.
What do you want to do for your birthday? I want to dance. And I wanted to go specifically to Cocktails and Dreams because Cocktails and Dreams was our place that we would go to when we were kids, like 20 years ago. I'm like, how perfect. We're nearly 40 and we go there when we used to go there when we were 20.
And your kids coming along with us. The one that
I know. Honey came with us. Oh my God. No, we did the cake first. We got home and we did the cake. And then I bore my eyes out because it's got this beautiful like appreciation symbol that you guys have had made. And it's like this appreciation symbol. And I'm like, it looks like a J, but it's this full like appreciation symbol thing. So I bore my eyes out because it was just sort of like all the emotion from this beautiful like 2 days.
Mm.
And then this beautiful, huge, big, massive cake. And it was like a tower.
Like a rectangular tower.
It's such an interesting thing because I used to just be like, an ice cream cake from Woolworths, you know, like that I'll be happy. And they sing me happy birthday with some candles from like $2 candles. Happy birthday, ice cream cake. I'm happy. That's my birthday. That's what it used to be. Like that's how, like I was like, cool, this is a beautiful birthday. Wake up in the morning, get your presents, And we're on day two and I'm like, we're going dancing now. So we have the cake. It's beautiful. It's got the appreciation symbol on it, which it was like, we appreciate so it was
like
so
the
much.
Symbol. Yeah. So it was the angelic like symbol for appreciation. And it was so perfect because it did, it looked like a J, but it also looked like the infinity symbol too, which is just like totally you from forever. And we talked about it and Mark's like, oh, do you reckon we could get it made? I'm like, yeah, you know, of course, like we'll do this. So yeah, it was like, again, like, you know, oh, Amy, this is my vision. Like, so he had a vision and we just made it come to life. So that was really, really so beautiful. Like you really put a lot of thought into it. So I was like, oh, this is so nice. But yeah, even down to the colors and everything, it was just really good. Yeah.
Those are the little details that in the moment you don't see, but you can just feel. Like you can just feel the thought. And I think that's what made me cry is just knowing like all the times that he'd been on the phone organizing this.
Yeah.
The spirit that he organized it in. I just want to make her happy because I know that she's had some like really hard time the last like 2 months. It's just been, you know, some really sad things happening. And it was just really beautiful because he's just like, I just want to cheer her up and make her feel really loved and special. And that whole energy behind it, that's what like got me. Yeah. Pulling my eyes out like a big baby.
Love.
And then
love.
Oh my God. So I had this dress that I bought like ages ago. It was this really beautiful dress that I felt like this is a clubbing dress. This is like a dancing dress. I'll go dancing.
It was a dancing dress. Yeah.
And I got dressed and I'm like, we're going dancing. And everyone's like, no. Mark's like, I don't want to go dance. I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm just like, how many times
can I plug this? I love it.
And we've been here for like a year nearly and we've only gone out one time, so it feels like we've been out so many times. We've been out one time and I'm like, I want to go dancing like I want to go to Cocktails and Dreams and dance like it's 1999.
So
we all get ready to go dancing and we've got Tani, my daughter, so she was so excited for this part of it because she hadn't been to the dance because she was working. But
yeah,
it's gonna be so weird because like me, you, Rob, Mark used to go there when we were kids.
Yeah.
And Tani had already been there when I was 6 months pregnant. I went out, like, obviously I didn't drink and smoke, but it was for, I think it might've been for Rob's birthday.
It was.
And I went out, obviously not drinking, not smoking, side note, but I was 6 months pregnant when I went there to Cocktails and Dreams, like literally. And Tani said a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, what's your favorite club? She didn't even know this. She's like, probably Cocktails. I'm like, Cocktails and Dreams. She's like, yeah. And I'm like, you've been there when you were 6 months pregnant. When I was 6 months pregnant with you, you were there.
I was standing there.
It was like, and dancing 6 months pregnant at a club.
So fun. And the kids, we call them kids, but like, we were like teenagers. But, you know, like, it's like when your kids, you know, the kids there, they were like really loving it. They're like, oh my God, you're here with your mom. Like, it's so cute.
I know. Like, this time, like, we didn't get a culture shock because we'd been out like last weekend for your birthday. So we'd been out. That was a real culture shock and wasn't as a fun club. It wasn't very fun at all.
No, it wasn't.
But it was like one of those old time things and just go there. But I danced with Tani. I'm pretty sure like you guys understood the assignment. We danced until they kicked us out.
Yeah.
We stayed there till the lights came on.
And then they're literally the water. the water. It's like, here's a bottle of water. You know, like,
and they come along with the bottle of water. We're like, we're at that stage. We're at that stage. I was like, we did it, guys. And we were also proud of ourselves because, you know, the old people out of the club having the best time ever. So it was like one of those nights where you've just got endless energy. No one's like, you know what, yawning.
I know.
Nobody yawned.
No.
Everyone's like, best night ever. Red Bull might have had something to do with
it. Yeah, I think it was the Red Bull, but oof, yeah. Sugar download the next day.
I would say that's in my top three nights out, like pretty much ever, I would say.
Yeah, it was so fun. Yeah. And I said I was going to have a good night, and I did.
You did say you were going to have a good night. You did have a good night. It was so fun dancing with Tani as well as like knowing, like I remember thinking on the dance floor, oh my God, I've raised a woman. Because it's something different to like raise kids, but then you forget that these kids turn into women, they turn into men. And so having her on the dance floor, she was actually protecting me because I'm smaller than her. So she was protecting me on the dance floor from being like barged.
Yeah.
But culture-wise, I actually did notice a shift from like if anybody's interested in that, but I noticed that the girls look out for the girls. Like they really do.
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't know if it was just me, but I remember on the dance floor, it was like the girls would like get a snotty with each other, like, ugh. But now it's like, are you okay? Like they'll say to each other, you okay? And they give like nods and stuff like that. And they sort of like, and then they start dancing together and clear paths for people, like each other, just the other girls, but not the guys. It was really cool knowing, and also knowing that she can handle herself. Cause there was a couple times at the start, like I stepped in, she's like, you don't need to, I'm good, mom. Yeah. I'm like, okay. And then I just stepped back and could work her magic. And when there was a guy at the bar that trying to order her drinks, and I nearly said something and I didn't say anything. And then she's just like, you could tell that she was trying to brush him off, but he wasn't getting the picture. And he's like, I'm going to order you some raspberry something. She's like, enjoy those. Like, and then just walked off. Like, you enjoy your cocktails. And I was like, it was a good way of not getting aggressive because, you know, that can get a bit not so good for you. But then her just like letting him down very obviously, very directly. Like, you enjoy those by yourself.
Yes. I love that. That is so good. I love it.
We danced until the sun came up. We danced until it closed and the sun came up.
Yep.
Best.
And then it was recovery day.
Home in the middle of the night. Oh my God, it was raining when we came out, like pouring rain. Yes,
it was. It was pouring rain.
Pouring.
Yep.
That was amazing because it came out like, oh my God, dancing in the rain. Like, oh my God, what a night.
I know.
So, yeah. So we went to bed at like 5:30 a.m. in the morning, maybe 6. I think I went to bed at 6 a.m. in the morning. I'm like, I'm already been up for 2 hours at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, I went and had a shower and stuff, and then I think I got into bed. So I didn't even look at the time because I was like, oh, if I look at it, it's just not going to be good. Don't look at the time.
I couldn't even tell. The sun was rising through our bedroom. Like, this bedroom is in the morning. You know what time it is.
Yes. Yeah, I can imagine. Oh, and before I went to bed, Tani and I ate smoked oysters out of the can.
I drunk mummed you. We call it drunk mum. It's like you make them eat, you make them have water. You're like, I don't want water. I'm like, you drink your water. And you're like, I don't want a shower. You're having a shower.
Yeah, that's what, you were doing that to me. Like, you're having a shower and you're eating. I'm like, okay. And you're drinking water. I'm like, okay.
And I get water. You're like, I don't want that water. I don't want any water.
Oh, I love it. No, it was good. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're day three.
Yeah.
Day three.
So that was a bit of a recovery day for me.
I think I ordered, so we have this thing that we do. I ordered 8 burgers for everybody. I order these things from, it's called Two Yolks, and we ordered the burgers, and I didn't order them till 10, by the way. So we're all sleeping in the house.
Yeah.
But we got up at 10. I felt like we were pretty good. You probably weren't. You didn't eat your burger, did you?
I did, yes. I did in the end. Yes, I did eat it. Yes. I'm like, I need something, and I did eat it. But I guess – was just a bit of a chillax day, and then we headed off actually in the afternoon. We headed home, and then what did you get up to?
We went to the movies. So me and Amali went to the movies.
Cool.
I was like, I just lay down and eat popcorn.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Right, let's go watch a movie.
Nice.
And I wanted to see Ticket to Paradise, but only Black Adam was on. because I didn't book the tickets in time and everybody went to see Ticket to Paradise. So we saw Black Adam, but I loved it. It was really cool. It was a really cool movie. You definitely got to watch it at the movies. Yeah. But so, yeah, we're sitting there, but it wasn't in Gold Class, and I hate not going to Gold Class. I cannot even deal with it anymore. But I did good. I only wanted Maltesers and popcorn. By the way, did you know Maltesers, this one packet is 600 calories? I didn't know that. One packet.
Yeah, we don't.
I thought that they were hollow. 600 calories. Anyway, I down one of those all the time when we go to the movies. So, yeah, we went to the movies. And then I don't even know what we did that night, but whatever we did, I think it was pretty chillaxing. But that was – so that was that day. We all had burgers and we had our orange and carrot juices. Green, I love having, like,
the celery juice.
Celery. Amazing. And then – the next morning I wake up and we're on day 4 and it's my birthday. Yay! Oh my God. I've got to go through this like quick because otherwise it's going to take me 10,000 million years. So
we'll go through it quick. Go.
I wake up. The husband brings up my present, which is an iPhone 14 Pro Max purple. And it's a 1 GB. Woo! And I got a Apple Watch. Yeah. Yay, vibes. So the whole thing. The kids got me. So we do that. We go to one of our favorite family cafes, Paddock Bakery, which is a house. And it's got, like, all these, like, beautiful little rooms in it, which is super cute. So we go to the Paddock Bakery, and I order my birthday breakfast. So it was like, French toast, donut-y French toast with ice cream and all this stuff. And I ordered, like, a strawberries and cream milkshake as well, like, this big thing. It's, like, strawberries and cream.
How many calories is that?
I know, right? 50 million. And then we're like, what are we going to do now? And it's like, I want to go to the movies. So we go to the movies, all of us. It was Gold Class. We went with Tani. So Tani comes. And then we Ticket to Paradise. I loved it. Totally rated it. Loved it. And then I was like, now what do we do? And we started walking around the shopping center and we're like, I don't even like shopping. Why are we shopping? It's my birthday. Yeah. I'm like, Tani, what do we do? She's like, let's go to the water park. So then we're like, we don't have togs. So we all went to the shops. So we bought togs. And then we went to the water park for an hour. And we're at the end of the day nearly by now. So we go to the water park. So much fun with the family. The whole family. The family of five. We're just having our family moment. We're jumping over the aqua park. So much fun.
Yeah.
Then we jump out. And then I don't even know what we did next. Did we just, I think that's.
Oh, you went out. Fun. You had an early dinner.
And then we went out to a Mexican restaurant that's just up the road. And we had tequila shots. And we had, like, literally tequila shots at this Mexican, and we just ordered pretty much everything because it was very share plattery, and so we just ordered the whole thing. Yeah. We had everybody with us except for Amali because Amali had to go to work, and so it was just one of those things that just, like, ties the whole four-day extravaganza off with a little bow, and that was the end of our – that was my birthday.
And you got home to your beautiful flowers.
Oh my God, that's right. When I got home after the aqua park, I had my flowers from Melanie, which was at 4 o'clock before the thing. Yeah. And so I did like an hour photo shoot with them.
They're beautiful. Look at them. They're divine.
Because I just carried them upstairs. There's purple flowers everywhere. Like, they fell off the little thing. So I need to get the vacuum out after this.
That's all right. You're enjoying them. Using them and enjoying them. I love it.
It's a bit of an upgrade that whole weekend going from ice cream cake to a whole 4 day celebration. So,
and locking all of that.
I think it's so beautiful because Mason even came up to me. He's like, I love your birthdays. You always just have fun with everybody.
Yeah.
And I think that was really nice of him to say because it is always such a fun thing for everybody to do. Like, I always think of, like, because I'm not going to be able to have fun if other people are doing it and they're not enjoying what we're actually doing.
Yeah, you included everybody, and that was the best thing. It was so sweet when we were saying goodbye, and I'm like, see you, Mason, and he's like, no, you're supposed to stay for the whole weekend, and I'm like, it is the whole weekend.
Sunday afternoon. It is the whole weekend.
Sunday afternoon, it's the weekend's gone. Love it. It was just like so just, oh, but it's the whole weekend. I'm like, yeah, I love it. So good.
I love it. So magical, so effortless, and just goes to show sometimes the best things aren't planned.
No,
but if you set your intention that you're going to have the most magical weekend ever in the world, and you have the friends ever in the world that are up for anything in for it, then you're going to have the best time ever.
So. I know. It was so fun. It was just, I keep saying, like, oh, that's the best weekend, but we've had so many best weekends. It's just like, It's amazing.
I'm glad we sort of captured this one because generally we like forget. It's just this one big blur of this beautiful weekend.
Yeah.
And this is like, okay, this is 4 days. This was like a whole festival. It felt like a festival when we were doing things.
I love it.
Everything led organically to the next thing, even up up until my birthday. It just organically, the whole day, it was like breakfast. What do you want to do now? Let's go to the movies. Oh, and before the movies, we actually went down to the beach to figure out what we were going to do because the sun came out. Nice. The sun has been so beautiful.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I can't even believe that we had such an incredible weekend considering it just rained the whole weekend.
I know.
And
I know.
Birthday came out.
We just make it happen.
Let's go. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to work. That was so fun.
That was fun. I love it.
Thank you. Oh my God. It was so good. Thank you everyone for being here. I'm so glad that we got that all out. And I feel like
the recap.
Can go back at any time and just recap, like go back through the memories. And here's cheers to more beautiful weekends. And
cheers.
Love you.
I love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.